What is the prohibition of ona, of affliction, when it comes to going into a store? So basically, the Torah tells us, "Lo tonu ish et amito." In our parsha, don't afflict your fellow man. So the prohibition, Chazal understood from the fact that it's repeated, that the prohibition encompasses unfair business practices, overcharging or buying at an exceptionally low rate when the buyer or seller is unaware of the market value. For things that have a set market value, if you overcharge and the buyer is unaware, or you're offering him too little and the seller is unaware, if it has a set market value, that is prohibited. There are exceptions, but that's the basic ruling. And then from the fact that the Torah repeats the prohibition, the lo tonu ish et amito, do not afflict one another, Chazal derived that then comes as onat dvarim, affliction of words. Onat dvarim includes a person who yells at his wife and causes her to tear, a person who says something hurtful to his fellow man, and it also includes a situation where a person, Chazal tell us, a person walks into a store and he has no intention of buying anything, he just wants to enjoy the air conditioning or for any other reason, and he badgers the seller with a million questions. So if you're a tourist and you're walking through Masharim and you have an extra 100 shekel in your pocket and you're not sure what you're going to spend it on, then there's nothing wrong. You're a good buyer. You might buy, you might not buy. You don't know what you'll see in the store. So that's fair enough. You're going through the store. But if you know you don't have a penny in your pocket and you're not going to buy anything, it doesn't matter what kind of bargain he's going to offer you. So then you're not allowed to waste the guy's time or raise the guy's hopes or just ask him questions or just give him the feeling that you might buy in his store when you really won't. So I told the guys yesterday that I sometimes, when I was haggling with my landlord on the rent, so I wanted to know the price of rent. So I called up a real estate agent and I said, look, I'm in the middle of haggling with my landlord. I was wondering if you'd give me 2 minutes of your time. I'm not interested in renting anything, but I want to know if you could give me a picture of the price. The range of prices in the neighborhood. Sometimes I'll walk into a store and I'll say, I don't think I'm going to buy now, but I want to know what prices you could offer me. I want to know the price ranges because ultimately I am interested in buying this type of thing. I don't think I'm going to buy it now. And then I don't think it's a problem. The problem is when you're giving them the impression you're going to buy and really you have no intention whatsoever of buying. If you're not sure, you know, if I'll give you a good rate, you will buy. So then fine. That's okay. That's a regular buyer. The fact that you're less likely or more likely, that's okay. So long as there's a possibility of you buying. So long as you're not just wasting his time. So long as there's a reasonable possibility. Make sense? On this point or something else? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What do you